devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, starting in verse 19, and we'll read through verse 23. Then at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of the lions. And as he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Well, I've been continuing my leisurely walking tour through the book of Daniel. I've been hanging out in chapter 6 this week. This is the last, primarily narrative portion of the book of Daniel, before getting into the more prophetic portion of the book. And in many ways, its lessons are the ones you remember from children's church. Don't let the fear of man stop you from being faithful to God and trusting him. But in some of the reading I was doing this week, I came across an interesting take on part of this passage that, like many portions of Daniel, points to the future. My Tyndale commentary contains this section, quote, "Daniel was taken up out of the den, much in the same way as Jeremiah, and was found to be entirely unharmed. If we ask how this miracle could be, a clue is found in the prophetic literature, and in the intention at creation that man should have dominion over the beasts. Part of the glory of the coming regeneration, when the king comes back, will be that nature and the lower orders of creation will once again be subject to man, redeemed and saved to sin no more. In the man of God, the powers of the world to come have broken in, an anticipation of what will be when the king comes to reign." End quote. When we see God personally step into the story of Scripture, heaven is breaking through to earth. The future is being revealed in the present. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Here's the prophecy from Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, and from Handel's Messiah. "Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" This is where the story is headed. And when God works, a bit of heaven peeks through. A bit of enemy territory gives way to the King of heaven. This is just as true today. When someone turns from selfishness to faith in Jesus Christ, a miracle has happened. We're tasting a small piece of the future, things as they will be one day. And we get to join God in this kingdom building, in this time travel. Our God is at work today. Heaven hasn't stopped breaking through to earth simply because Scripture isn't being written anymore. So let's have our eyes open. Let's be prepared to see where God is working and to join him in his work. That's where the scent of heaven will be the strongest. This is what we were made for. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." When we walk in the purpose that God created us for, we get to be there and experience when God shows up, when heaven breaks through, when the future becomes the present. God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear where you are at work, and give us the courage and the trust in you to join you in that work. God, show us in our circles of influence, in our everyday life, God, where we can join you in your kingdom building, to see you doing miraculous things. We know that blessing and joy, purpose and hope are found there. And we thank you for the story from the book of Daniel, where we get to see a little bit of heaven peeking through. Continue your work, God, and we will give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.